Back now with Day to Day, the former Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, checked into a hospital today after reportedly suffering from extreme exhaustion and abdominal pain. Yesterday, Abe shocked his country by announcing his resignation. His administration had been plagued by political scandals after less than a year in office. With us now is independent journalist Tim Horniak in Tokyo. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Well, tell us about these scandals that were problems for Abe and his government.
These were a bunch of money scandals. It was amazing in that, you know, these things happen all the time in Japan, but the sheer numbers were quite overwhelming. Five ministers resigned under Abe's watch, all for personal scandals, money scandals, and what have you. And one of them even committed suicide.
And Abe is, as I said earlier, reportedly suffering from exhaustion. Is this true? Is he really suffering from exhaustion, or is this a face-saving gesture?
Well, the doctors say that he has to stay in hospital for at least 3 or 4 days because he's suffering some sort of gastrointestinal disorder and exhaustion. That's the official line. But you have to wonder whether it could be a maneuver to save face because of the timing of this whole thing. He had recently reshuffled his cabinet following this disastrous string of scandals, as well as a disastrous showing in upper house parliamentary elections. And he did not resign then, but he said he was determined to push forward with his agenda to tackle tax and pension problems. But then all of a sudden, this week, he said he would quit. So I think the hospital maneuver may have been a fig leaf, if you will, on this whole performance.
Well, give us a step back a little bit, if you would, Tim, and tell us about Abe and why he was unpopular with the Japanese.
Well, he was a typical patrician, conservative right-winger, and he was following the premiership of Junichiro Koizumi, a very flamboyant prime minister who loved Elvis, who went to Graceland, and despite his conservatism, kind of liked overseas, you know, because he had a bit of personality, but Abe seemed to be a very gray, soft-spoken leader who was always struggling with public opinion. So these scandals really eroded his popularity, and he didn't have the charisma to bounce back from them that Koizumi did.
Okay, and who will be his replacement?
That remains to be seen. There's going to be an LDP party election on the 23rd of September. The front runner, I believe, is Taro Aso. Taro Aso is the Secretary General of the Liberal Democratic Party. He's a hawkish, nationalist conservative, and I think he's basically a shoo-in.
Tim, thank you.
My pleasure.
That's Tim Horniak, an independent journalist in Tokyo.